be a bastard, is that what you told me?
Yeah, well, that's one term for it, of course. Do you know any joking names for it? Did you ever hear Woods Colt or Volunteer Child or anything like that? Nope. Your brother's son would be your brother's son. Yeah. And a child that's lost both its parents would be an
orphan.
And an orphan is looked after by its legal
parents.
Well, it's an orphan, so it's looked after by its
the
court appoints a legal
guardian.
Uh-huh. And if the town were full of your cousins and nieces and nephews, you'd say the town's full of my
kinfolk.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody else were named but you couldn't find any sort of family relationship, you'd say he's no
kin.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody came into town and nobody'd ever seen him before, you'd say he's a
foreigner.
Would you use that for somebody from this country?
That's right. You would say, they say foreigners around here. So if you don't live in the community, are they not?
Okay, so just anybody from outside the community.
That's what we call them around here, really, foreigners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And the girl in the song "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
And Jimmy Carter's brother.
Billy.
And the first of the four Gospels.
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school is a
teacher, a school teacher.
Okay. Old-fashioned name for that?
Schoolmarm.
Good. And the actor whose first name is Gary, that acted in old westerns, is Gary
Cooper.
And if you knew a married woman by that name and you didn't know her first name, you'd call her?
You mean
named Cooper, you'd call her. You wanted to speak to her and you don't know her first name, so you'd call her
Miss or Mrs.
Well, she's married, so you'd say
Mrs.
Okay.
Mrs. Cooper, is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call a carpenter who doesn't really do a good job? He might botch the job. He's a what kind of carpenter?
A bad carpenter, I'd say.
All right. How about a mechanic who didn't do a good job?
He's a bad mechanic, I think.
Do you know the term jackleg?
I have heard of jackleg, yeah.
What would that refer to?
Well, that would be someone who was, I think, who wasn't his, wouldn't be authority on something, thing like that, a jackleg carpenter. Yes, I know what you're talking about now, jackleg.
Could that be used for other professions, too?
Yes, jackleg teacher.
How about jackleg preacher?
Jackleg preacher, yes, I've heard.
All right. Hope nobody's ever called you that.
I guess I've been called it.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Sister? Oh, your mother's sister.
My mother's sister is?
Your aunt?
Uh-huh. The wife of Abraham.
Was Sarah.
Okay, and you said Billy earlier. Billy is a nickname for what longer name?
William.
All right, and if your father had a brother named William, you would call him?
William.
Well, your father's brother, you'd call him?
Uncle William. Or...
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John F.
Well, his first name was John. So if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle Jimmy, Uncle James, Uncle Bill.
No, his name's John, so you call
Uncle
him?
Uncle John, yeah.
Okay. And the head of an army, the highest rank is?
General.
And the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, his rank is?
Colonel.
Supposedly. I don't know if that's an honorary rank or not. And the man who runs a ship is a?
Captain.
And the man who presides over a court is?
A judge.
And a person who goes to school is a?
Pupil or student.
Does that depend on the age, whether you say pupil or student?
I think it's a difference. I think it'd be the age, because a student usually thinks of them as